The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis is medayik that we don't give a chivish, a shaita, or a katan animals to shecht lechatchila, shema yekalkalu. Bepashtos, shema yekalkalu means we're afraid that they're going to mess up. We're afraid that they're not going to shecht the animal properly, and that the result will be a nevela rather than basar, which is kosher to eat. That's the pashtos of what it means, shema yekalkalu. Rabbeinu Gershom has a little bit of a chiddush. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the psul lechatchila of a chirishayt of a katan, the halacha that we're not supposed to give them to shecht lechatchila, only applies to somebody who is careful to eat meat which is only tahar, a person who does not eat meat which is tamei. If a person is not makbid on whether the meat is tahar or tamei, then you can even give a chirishayt of a katan meat to shecht lechatchila. And the reason is, presumably, Rabbeinu Gershom understands that the kilkel that we're afraid of is not a kilkel that they're going to mess up their shechita, but rather it's a kilkel that they're not going to be nizar, they're not going to be careful about preventing the meat from becoming tamei. But in terms of the shechita, we're not concerned that they're going to mess up the shechita. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom. But again, pashtus of the Gemara is that we're concerned that they're going to do an incorrect shechita and they're going to leave us with treif meat instead of with kosher meat. The Hagoyis HaShvi has an incredible chiddush in this sugya with far-reaching ramifications. And I want to spend a little while discussing the actual chiddush of the Hagoyis HaShvi and some of the ramifications that this chiddush has. The first thing that the Hagoyis HaShvi brings down is a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Mishnah is already brought down by other Rishonim. Tosfos quotes it, the Rashba quotes it. Mishnah tells us that a Chirish, a Shaita, and a Katan are disqualified, they're not capable of writing a kosher get when they're alone. But when somebody else is Oymed Al Gabeim, somebody else is standing very, very close to them nearby, so then the Chirish, Shaita, and the Katan are kosher to write a get. And there's a whole discussion about what exactly accounts for this distinction. The Rashba says that it's because the person who's standing nearby is like a surrogate in providing the kavana. Tosfo says it's because a person who's standing nearby is going to be ma'ayr, he's going to awaken a latent ability to be mechavin within the chirish shaita v'katan. So it's not that the person standing nearby is providing the kavana which the chirish shaita v'katan lack, but rather the person standing nearby is awakening within the katan his own ability, his own kayach, to bring kavana, to invest and imbue his action of shechita with a proper kavana. That's what the Mishnah says in Gittin. And on first glance, there doesn't seem to be so much relevance of this Mishnah in Gittin to halacha lemaisa of a chirish shaita v'katan by shechita. Because the Mishnah in Gittin, granted, it makes a chiluk, an important chiluk, between when a gadol is oymid al gabeim, is standing right next to them, and in contrast, where Gadol is simply standing far away and observing the Maisa, it makes such a chiluk that in the former case there's more kavana in the, for one reason or another, and in the latter case there's less kavana. However, when it comes to shechita, chir shayti v'katan are pasul lechatchila to shecht because pashtos, because they may do an improper shechita. So even if achirim, it shouldn't make a difference whether the achirim are simply watching them or whether the achirim are standing nearby them and being mechavein or awakening the chirish shaita v'katan to be mechavein, because in the end of the day, we can't give it to the chirish shaita v'katan because we're afraid that they don't have the necessary manual skills and that it's a greater risk of making the meat treif. So really, al pi pashtos, this Mishnah in Gittin, which says that oymid al gabeim can raise the level of kavana that a katan has when performing a maisa, has little if no relevance to the halacha that a katan cannot shecht lechatchila. However, the Hagoyis HaShvi says an incredible chiddush. The Hagoyis HaShvi says that the same way that Oymed Al Gabov is able to turn a katan who's pasul to write a get into a katan who's kosher to write a get, so too Oymid al Gabov is able to turn a katan who is pasul lishchot lechatchila into a katan who is kosher lishchot lechatchila. This is tamua because bepashtos by gittin oimid agabav helps because it provides kavana, but by shchita where the psul lechatchila is not a function of lack of kavana, so oimid agabav despite adding to kavana should not have any impact. What we see from the Hagoyis Rashi is this incredible chiddush, namely that the reason that a chirish and a shoyte and a katan cannot shecht lechatchila is because they lack kavana. A chir shoyte v'katan can't shecht lechatchila because they lack kavana, not because they're going to make the meat tamei, not because they're going to make the meat treif, but rather simply because the Torah says that lechatchila we require some level of kavana in shechita. And Chir Shoyte V'Katan lack that level of Kavana. And that's why the Hagoyis Rashi is able to say that Oymid Al Gabav is going to help to be Machshir a Katan L'Chadchila. Because the whole reason that a Katan can't Shecht L'Chadchila is because he lacks Kavana. But Oymid Al Gabav increases, either awakens or provides surrogate Kavana for the katan, and therefore Oymid Al Gabav can let the katan, can be machshir the katan for shechting lechatchila. This is an incredible chiddush in the Hagoyis Rashi. We end up basically with three pshatim as to why it is that a katan can't shecht lechatchila. Shema yikalkalu. Rabbi Gershom says that it's because he may make the meat tamei. Pashtos, and I think this is Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is because he may make the meat treif. The Hagoyis Rashi says it's because the Torah was makbid on a certain minimum level of kavana for shechting lechatchila, and a katan is lacking that level of kavana. And nafkamina lemaisa. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, a katan can shecht anything where you're not makbid on tumah v'tahara. According to the Hagoyis Rashi, a katan can shecht by gadol oimid al gabav because that gadol is going to ensure that he has the proper kavana. According to Tosfos, in neither of these cases can a katan shecht lechatchila because we're concerned that he's going to make the meat treif. Good. Continuing with Hagoyis Rashi, the Hagoyis Rashi says that there's a kasha on this shita, and the kasha is from the Gemara earlier on. The Gemara had six different pshatim as to how to explain the shakavataria in the Mishnah, which seems to imply that certain types of people are kosher lechatchila and other types of people are only kosher b'di'eved. We said maybe it's talking about tamei b'chulin versus tamei b'mukdashin, or maybe it's talking about a kusi with a mashkiach which is nichnas v'yotzei, or a mashkiach tamidi. Maybe it's talking about a mumar l'te'avai, and maybe it's talking about a person who's not, you don't know whether he's a baki, a person you don't know whether he's a muchzak. These are different pshatim that the Gemara offered on Daf Beis and Daf Gimel about how to resolve the difficulty, the seeming contradiction within the Mishnah about whether it's talking about lechatchila and b'di'eved. And one option which the Gemara did not explore, and says that Hagoyis Rashi, the Gemara categorically did not explore this option because it's incorrect, is the following option. The Gemara was not mechalik and to say that a kusi can shecht lechatchila when somebody is oymid al gabav, and is only kosher b'di'eved when the person is not oymid al gabav but is merely roya oysay. The Gemara didn't make such a chiluk. And that, says Hagoyis Rashi, is a major kasha on those who apply the Gemara by Gittin, this chiluk of oymid al gabav, which is increases kavana, as opposed to roya oysay alone, which is without oymid al gabav, which is still the base level of missing kavana, who apply it to shchitas katan. So the problem is as follows. Even if we were to say that katan is possible to shecht lechatchila because he's lacking kavana in some sense, and the Torah requires some amount of kavana lechatchila in order to be machshir, a person to be a shoychet, what relevance does this have to a kusi? How can the Hagoyis Rashi say that the Gemara ought to have said that a kusi is kosher lechatchila by oymid al gabav, and only kosher b'di'eved when it's roya oysay without oymid al gabav? What's shaychus? Oymid al gabav helps kavana. The reason a kusi is pasul to shecht is not because he's missing kavana. The reason a kusi is pasul to shecht is because we're worried that the kusi is going to make the animal treif and then feed you treif, not because he's lacking kavana. L'cha'ayra, what one must say is that even the psul lechatchila of a kusi there is no psul lechatchila v'kusi, but the Agai Sashvi is suggesting that there should have and could have been a psul lechatchila v'kusi because the kusi is lacking in kavana in some sense. And that's what allows the Haggai Sashri to compare these three cases. Number one, the case of Gittin, which is clearly a chisaron in kavana. Number two, the case of Katan, which we saw Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershom said is not a case of a chisaron in kavana, but which the Haggai Sashri clearly understood was a chisaron in kavana. And then number three, this case of Kusi, which I don't know anybody who says that it's a chisaron in kavana, but the Haggai Sashri has to understand that it's a chisaron in kavana in order for him to compare it to katan. Because otherwise, we'll say, okay, I'll tell you why the Gemara didn't say that a kusi is only kosher by omer al gabav, but is not kosher lechatchila by achirim roim oisik. Because the kusi is going to have full kavana one way or another, and the only purpose that you need omer al gabav or roim oisik is to make sure he doesn't make a treif. But a katan who's going to be lacking kavana, that's where you can be mechalik between omer al gabav and roim oisik. The fact that the Haggai Sashri says that Kusi is comparable to Katan, and both of them are comparable to this case by Gittin, indicates that the Chisarin Lechatchila that he's suggesting, in all three cases, is a Chisarin in Kavana. And from the fact that a Kusi, we don't say that he has a special din, that he's only Kasher Lechatchila when there's Omer al Gabav, that proves that there's no chiluk between Oymid al Gabav and Royin Oysoy Le'inyan Kavana, and therefore by Katan also there should be no chiluk between Oymid al Gabav and Royin Oysoy Le'inyan Kavana. Clearly he understands that Katan and Kusi are both dinim in Kavana, which is a major, major chiddush. There are more ramifications of this in terms of what the definition is of Kavana, because Lech'ayra, if the Haggai Sashri is entertaining a possibility that a Kusi is lacking Kavana, even though Kusi is a gadol, what exactly is he lacking? So you have to say that kavana means somehow or other a sense of commandedness. Kusi's lacking a sense of commandedness because he doesn't agree with the Messiah, so he doesn't have a bona fide sense of commandedness. He has an imaginary sense of commandedness. He may feel that he's commanded, but in reality, all that he feels is that he's commanded by his own seichel. He doesn't have a true sense of commandedness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a sense of commandedness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires an acceptance of the tradition of Chazal. So a Kusi is missing in that experience of commandedness because he rejects the tradition of Chazal, which means that he's basically free to make up whatever pshatim he wants. Only people who accept the traditions of Chazal and interpreting Tarsha Baal Peh are not free to make up whatever morals they want, and only they have a true sense of commandedness. So that's maybe why Kusi is chaser in kavana, because he lacks a sense of commandedness. It's more difficult to understand why exactly a katan is chaser in kavana. It's a different discussion. Pashtus, you could say, well, we know that in general, when we say that a gadol is able to have kavana, a katan is not able to have kavana. So beautiful. Gadol has kavana, katan is lacking in kavana. I think you could say a little bit more teef, a little bit deeper, more fine pshat, in order to resolve the Haggai Sashri with the Lashon HaGemara of Shema Yekalkalu. Somehow or other, the fact that a katan cannot or does not consistently perform a kosher shechita, but rather that a katan will often haphazardly perform a non-kosher shechita, is itself a chisarin in his kavana in circumstances where he does perform a kosher shechita. I think this needs a lot more explanation. Again, Pashtos, Haggai Sashri, yeah, katan just has less kavana, he has a weaker kavana than a gadol, whatever that means. And therefore, you know, it's a kavana which is born of less life experience, so therefore one has less awareness of philosophical, ideological background and context for a particular action. One has less awareness of the totality of the ramifications of the action. One has less life experience. It correlates with having less awareness of the background and of the ramifications. Maybe that's what it means that a katan is chaser in kavana. But I think there's something more teef, again, which can't explain in depth over here, but I think there may be such a svara that the fact that a katan is suspect of being mekalkel randomly and haphazardly itself automatically impacts on his kavana, because kavana is somehow associated with a consistent performance of shchitos ksheros in this case. And need to explain this more and explore the concept more in some other context.